Exo Wyo. Dark energy fans, rejoice. In America, the National Research Council has made dark energy and exoplanets their top priorities for the coming decade. What I like about the dark energy myself is that it can't go on like this forever. One way or another, there will be some sort of development in the story before too long, and they will either shut up or move on to the next chapter. They can't just still be looking for it in the same way in 10 years' time without introducing some plot twists. The exoplanets, however, well, what was I telling you the other day about the greedy property developers? We all see, I was right all along. They can mainly just see massive hot gassy planets they don't really want at the moment, but they're desperate to refine the tech so they can see planets more suitable for prime retail, leisure and residential developments, and Hollywood will have a new audience for their shitty films. Friends, I implore you, stand up and fight against this leprechaun hate. A new monkey is said to look like a leprechaun. The Kaketa titty monkey looks like a monkey to me, not like a leprechaun. It's not even new. It was discovered more than 30 years ago and it's just been confirmed. I don't know. Maybe it's not hating on leprechauns. Maybe it's hating on the monkey. It's hard to say, especially as there's no such thing as leprechauns. Maybe it came from someone who genuinely believes that leprechauns look like that. It's all so complicated. There should be restrictions on the usage of non-existent things like that. But we're getting back to the little hobbit men again, and you know what I think about that. This would have been the top story today, but I know my audience, and there's some dark energy nerds out there. Not so much leprechaun nerds or monkey nerds. So, the boiler's all done. It's pretty fab. I could be forgiven for thinking that the workmen really were readers of It Is What It Is, as one of them mentioned going back to the yard at one point, and another going back to the office. No depot, though. Hats off to Gas Boiler by Ability, who found my boiler poster 2 days ago and gave a decent non-spammy comment on it while still promoting some aspects of the boiler I hadn't mentioned. And so not only was his link to his site allowed to stay in the comments, but he gets it repeated here. You see, employers? He wouldn't have been able to do that if his employers were too heavy about internet usage at work. I'm making assumptions here, of course. If he's a brain surgeon and he was in theatre when he commented, then my case falls down a bit. Over and out. It Is What It Is.